Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce signed a declaration of disaster for the Lowell Point community that's been affected by the Lowell Point Road landslide, which occurred on Saturday, May 7th. The borough's declaration follows the city of Seward's disaster declaration earlier in the week. Additionally, it allows the Kenai Peninsula Borough to continue supporting the residents of Lowell Point for emergency life-saving needs, medical transports, food and water supplies, waste removal, and other needs identified during the course of this disaster. Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce tells KSRM.
Of course, they need some assistance, and we're going to assist Seward in their effort to clear the debris here. But more importantly, we want to make sure that the community of Lowell Point is provided some assistance as well. You know, you're still generating refuse, solid waste, and, you know, of course, they need water and maybe some fuel for some transportation, and we're going to certainly do what we can to try to assist those folks with some of those needs.
As a result of the Lowell Point landslide, the borough has been in contact with numerous individuals who still have vehicles on the Lowell Point side of the landslide. The borough has contacted businesses to determine who could provide vehicle transport service for those who are interested in moving their vehicle from Lowell Point to Seward before the landslide debris is removed. One option considered is a vessel being operated by Harris Sand and Gravel, which already is in Seward, meaning each individual is responsible for payment to Harris Sand and Gravel for their vehicle transport. Final costs will be based on the amount of time it takes to make the round trip, as well as the number of vehicles that will be transported. At this time, based on projections, it's estimated the cost per vehicle would be between $200 and $300. And residents who have needs or concerns are encouraged to contact the Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management by phone or email. Authorities were on the scene of a fully involved structure fire reported in the neighborhood of Wendy Lane in Soldotna Thursday evening. According to on-scene reports, three structures on a Wendy Lane property were affected. Two of the structures were on fire, with one being considered a total loss. The affected property was in the 48,000 block of Wendy Lane. According to a report, the blaze triggered a wildland fire on the back end of the property that was put out by Central Emergency Services. Windy and dry weather conditions, however, resulted in the Alaska Division of Forestry crews having to be called in due to concerns that a widespread wildland fire could break out. Roy Browning, fire chief for Central Emergency Services, spoke with KSRM on the situation.
This evening we got a 911 call that there was a fire that was spreading from the outside, possibly into a structure fire. When crews arrived, we had Soldotna Engine 1, Key Beach Engine respond, as well as City of Kenai Mutual Aid for a tanker, as well as State Forestry. When we got here, one mobile home was fully involved, spreading to a outside storage garage. Had fire impingement on that, so that exposure started on fire, and then we had a second mobile home that was threatened, as well as wildland and some exposure houses in the neighborhood. We were able to make a quick knockdown with our first initial Soldotna engine, and with the help with the State Forestry, we were able to keep it from going into the woods. We're not sure exactly how it started.
The Alaska Division of Forestry, Central Emergency Services with four tank engines along with a helicopter crew were called in to help control the fire. Additionally, Alaska State Troopers were called in to help manage traffic. Also, authorities from NSTAR Natural Gas Company and Homer Electric Association were on the scene. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation, and no other information is known at this time.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.